Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, March 7th. Selling continuing with a vengeance here in the wheat and the corn, but soybeans able to hold their own and stick just around unchanged. Let's first take a look at wheat. May finished down 11 and 3 quarter cents, 438 and a quarter. Kansas City May down 11 cents at 427 and a half. Those are new contract low and low closes in both contracts there. And if you take a look back on a continuous chart, we're looking at 14-month lows going back to January of 18. So technically a pretty weak picture here. Wheat took out the Friday lows from the first there pretty significantly. And corn also took out those lows in old crop May. But the December new crop did hold above the March 1st low. Export sales this morning were decent in corn, 1.25 million metric tons versus estimates of between 700,000 and 1.7 million. Open interest probably increasing pretty significantly over the last couple of days on this sell-off, adding to this pretty quickly accumulating short position. Really the only kind of bullish thing on the horizon here is that if we do get any sort of planting delays with all of the snow and precipitation and everything around the Midwest and the upper Midwest, that these shorts might have to all head for the exits at the same time. But until we get some real confirmation of those delays, the funds seem to be pretty confident in adding to these positions. A similar situation in the wheat there. Funds just looking at this from a technical standpoint, from prices dropping and U.S. still remaining uncompetitive on the export market, and they are happy to add to these short positions. Taking a look at the exports in the wheat, wasn't enough, obviously, to stem the tide of selling. 826,000 tons versus estimates of between 200 and 550,000. So again, pretty technically weak there in the wheat and corn markets. Taking a look at beans, on the other hand, we had May finish up a half cent, 902 and a half. November finished down a quarter cent, 936 and a quarter. Was a rumor out today that China bought a cargo of U.S. sorghum, and the trade talks continue through video conferencing is what is being said, and you know, still trying to iron out the details, but I think the market is getting a little tired of hearing about these possible resolutions and is really looking for something more substantial in order to sink its teeth into and maybe get the bulls a little bit excited here. Outside markets, the dollar not helping in the least here. We're trading up 80 cents at 97.60, 80 points rather at 97.60. We're looking at highs, taking out all the highs going back to late November, and pretty much new contract highs here in the recent contract. So this again, adding to the pressure on the grains. And other outside markets, you've got crude oil trading up 32 cents a barrel, 56.54, and the stock market trading down about 200 points. So kind of all across the board here, some pretty negative influences on the grain markets. Tomorrow afternoon, or tomorrow morning rather, we've got the updated WASDE report. Not looking for a whole lot of change in those numbers, possibly some reductions in ethanol use for the corn, and it'll be interesting to see if there's any changes made in the South American crops, most notably the beans, where those estimates have dropped from 118 million metric tons, with some privates down around 112. Recent rains in Brazil helping to maybe add to that number, so that's where we might see a surprise. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.